Without those tariffs, we wouldn't have won the War of 1812. Without those tariffs, the North wouldn't have won the Civil War. Without those tariffs, America wouldn't exist. Without those tariffs, we wouldn't have won either World War I or World War II. They protected us and kept us free. We became the most powerful nation on earth. And until the 1940s, our federal government operated solely on tariffs. No income tax. But tariffs were abandoned. And that abandonment is the primary reason for unemployment and recession today. That we abandoned the policies that made America great. We've allowed our manufacturing industries to move outside the country where labor is cheap. Am I telling it right? And I submit today on a 103-degree summer afternoon in the great land of Bossier City that we've not only lost our factories and our jobs, we've lost our military independence. Watch out, America. How did we allow this to happen? After World War II, all the major industrial nations were devastated except two, the United States and England. And England was in its waning days, so we weren't satisfied to produce just for America. What did America want to do? We wanted to sell to the world, didn't we? We wanted to produce the goods used by the entire world. I remember the speeches. Global free trade without tariffs was our idea. Economic experts taught that global free trade without tariffs would benefit the entire world, particularly if we made the product. It became the sacred cow of America's largest corporations like GE, its government, and its economists. Now, there were two major industrial nations that didn't accept free trade. And guess who they were? Yeah, Japan and Germany. Wow. What did they know? After World War II, they both moved their global trade policies in the exact opposite direction of America to protect their industries from U.S. corporations. When we lowered our trade barriers, Japan and Germany, whose factories had been totally wiped out, increased theirs. For decades, and even today, it's almost impossible to sell an American industrial product to Japan or Germany. Is it right? That's the way it is. This policy's brought the Japanese economy from total collapse to become the second largest in the world, behind only us. And just look at Japan a second. Here's what they've done. We opened our trade. Come on. They closed theirs. Let's see what they've eliminated so far. How about cameras and optical equipment? How about toys? How about televisions and consumer electronics? How about musical instruments? How about motorcycles, bicycles, steel, automobiles? And the U.S. allowed Japan to do this with no trade retaliation. Meanwhile, the Japanese would not allow our products into Japan. I went there four times as governor trying to sell them something. Joke. Like Japan, Germany imposed a broad spectrum of economic barriers. Today, Germany has the highest trade surplus and the strongest economy in Europe, while America has the worst trade deficit and the monetary loss in the history of entire civilization. By protecting their industries, Japan and Germany have recovered world manufacturing dominance, while America's manufacturing sector has been devastated. Makes you wonder who won the war. When they have the best jobs, and we work for Walmart. It was our own misguided economic policies. I'm not blaming Japan and Germany. They run their countries. We supposedly run ours. It was our own misguided economic policies. Without anyone firing a shot, we gave away our jobs. The story gets worse. The biggest disaster for American economy arose out of our opening up trade with China in the 1970s. Some of us are old enough to remember the promise. China had 1 billion people and they had nothing. They were poor and they were going to buy their refrigerators from us. With what? They had no money. Today, the average person in America makes $49,000. The average person in China makes $4,052. Yet we gave away the store. Oh, yes. Open barriers here. And they sold everything. China had a little different idea from our smart guys. As a matter of fact, China was smart while we were stupid. They set up trade barriers to protect the importation of American products. Been there 12 times. Trying to sell fire engines made in Louisiana. It took us 7 years to sell one. The Chinese government insisted if America wanted to sell in the Chinese market, we had to send them our technology. We had to send them our managerial skills. We had even to send them our factories. And you know what they've done with our factories? They're selling the products back in America now. Take a factory out of America, send it to China, fire all the Americans, hire the Chinese, and then we buy the products. Congratulations. Our economists, our corporations, our politicians promised that it was for our own good. That we didn't need to employ Americans in these blue collar, these dirty jobs making something. Instead, American labor would move into higher paying skilled jobs in high tech development, in international finance, in corporate management. Let the Chinese have those tedious, dirty factory jobs. Americans will prosper as we become the world's entrepreneurial engineers, the world's economic managers. Well, the old rules of trade and economics that made America the number one economy in the world were cast aside. They were out of date, these old trade barriers. It's the new world. Have you heard that phrase? The new world. Well, guess what? The new world forgot that not every American can be an Eli Whitney or a Thomas Edison or a Henry Ford or a Bill Gates or a Steve Jobs. We actually need employment for those Americans who want and need to work to make something, to work in a factory. Shreveport used to have some. Remember? Now, some American corporations saw as an opportunity to make fantastic products by going ahead and voluntarily moving their factories to China using cheap Chinese labor. I saw them by the hundreds. Now, our policy, so the corporations were in favor of this new world. What about the politicians? Well, they were persuaded by political contributions to look the other way. They had no concern for the destruction of the American economy. They didn't care that 2 out of 3 industrial workers lost their jobs. They had no concern about what this would do to the families of unemployed men and women. They didn't care about the burden upon our society to provide unemployment support to the millions of workers who lost their jobs. They looked the other way when small business died. Who cared about small business? They didn't care what it would do to the American economy, our national defense, or to the life of our industrial cities. That's how it happened. The only concern of the businesses moving their factories to China was the profit they could make. The only concern of the politicians in America was the huge campaign donations that rolled in from these corporations. Guess who the largest contributor to the last presidential election was? Guess which corporation? GE. They didn't give $100. They gave $4.3 million to each of the candidates running. Wow. Last year, GE made $14.2 million. And they paid not one penny of taxes. GE writes the tax code. You don't.